Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
Intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
To week 201 of the Healing Fountain Show. We have a great guest for you today, and as you know, if you've tuned in before, this is a Trans World Co-Creation. This is Jan Christie speaking to you from the United Kingdom, and normally we go over to the switchboard in America and connect with our Gary Moore, but unfortunately he's just moved and he has a really poor internet connection until tomorrow. So I don't think he's going to be able to appear here today. But never mind, we do have a brilliant guest, and his name is Arn Allingham, better known as Zing Dad. And he's the author
Hello,
of...
Hello, Jan Christie. Thank you so much for having me. Hi.
You're welcome. And I was just telling the listeners about you. He's the author of the internationally acclaimed life-altering spiritual book, The Ascension Papers, as well as three more books that are in the pipeline. But he's much more than just an author. He developed and run an Ascension School program, which is multimedia experiential journey. It helps if you've got the right teeth in on, of discovery and healing. And I think these are the dog's teeth. I'm breaking them in for him. Anyway, we'll get our tongue round it all eventually. But as I was saying, it's a Trans World Co-Creation, and usually we have listeners as far away as Singapore and Brazil and United Kingdom, Holland,
all over the world, in fact. Anyway, before we actually bring Zing Dad on to tell you about his soul reintegration, which is an absolutely brilliant way to get your mind, body and soul back together in one piece. As I said, he's much more than just an author. He's also a musician, and he's got a piece of music called Pure Delight, and it really is pure delight. So I'd like to just give that a play before we actually bring him on to speak to him. Okay, well, not that we haven't already said hello, but here we go. Pure Delight, Zing Dad. Today's guest, Zing Dad. Wow, that really was a pure delight. Thank you so much for that.
I'm so glad you liked it.
Yeah, we love it. It's great. Very uplifting. Lovely.
Well, that was really the idea. You said I'm a musician. I'm afraid you've oversold me slightly. I'm certainly not a musician, but it was a little phase I was going through where I was dabbling with sounds and music making, and this was really something that just passed through me. I have no training and no background, so
well, you don't need to have. Really So did you channel that?
Well, I suppose I did. I suppose yes. In as much as I was fiddling with synthesizers and electronic sound equipment, a friend showed me how to do it, and that really just literally passed through me. I just did it. There it is.
Well, yeah, that happens to me with my songs. It was lovely. Yeah, keep doing them. Great.
I suppose I will. I'll have to get back to it at some point. Yeah.
Is that on YouTube?
It isn't. I've done absolutely nothing with it, which is, I suppose, a bit of a shame. For a little while, I had a few of the songs that I made available on my website, but I've done absolutely nothing with it, I have to admit.
Oh, well, get it on YouTube. Just put some nice pictures to use as a backdrop, and you can have a YouTube video to go with your other YouTube video.
You know what? I'll do that.
There.
I will.
Yeah,
do.
It's such a shame if no one hears it. That's what I think. Anyway, and let your light shine. Yeah. Oh, we've got Tamara in the chat room, and she's put your website in there. She's put in www.zingdad.com. Nice.
Thank you very much, Tamara. That's indeed, that's me. Thank you so much.
And we've got some lovely people in the chat room. We have Mary Gates, and she's one of our resident mediums, and I think she's going to be on the show again shortly. And
hello, Mary Gates, and thank you for the nice comment about the music. It's much appreciated.
I'm sure everybody enjoyed it, and the listeners out there as well enjoyed it. Anyway, you're going to talk to us about soul reintegration. We're going to play your video shortly, so you're not going to say too much about it. So did you want to tell us how you get started doing what you're doing?
Thank you. I suppose the story begins, probably 5-6 years ago. I was running my own communications business in the corporate environment. I was, I suppose, making good money. I was my own boss. I didn't work too hard. And I had all the ego strokes and perks of being a part of the crazy world of business. But no matter how good my external experience was, I felt impoverished inside. I felt myself being toxified by the normal processes of commerce. Though I was hitting all of the targets I'd set for myself in terms of one day when I grow up, I dream I'm going to do this or that. I was hitting all of those things and I was reaping the rewards. I had all the toys, beautiful house, lovely car, all that kind of stuff. But I felt so empty inside. Now, I had always been quite spiritually connected, I suppose. I was contacting my spirit guide from the age of 16. But I'd lost sight of that just a little with getting ego attached, I suppose, to the business world.
Mm-hmm.
And my soulmate and life partner, my lady love, Lisa, was in a very similar situation at the time. She, perhaps even more so, was a bit of a boardroom warrior. She was climbing the corporate ladder and getting to director level in a large corporation. And so that's where we were. I just paint a picture of the background. We were there, and the two of us were having conversations about our experiences, our life, and the fact that this stuff wasn't making us happy. In fact, it was making us dreadfully unhappy. And so we took a bit of a pact, the two of us. And we said, from now on, we're going to follow our hearts. It was exactly how we phrased it. We're going to follow our hearts. And neither of us had any idea of exactly how profound a decision that would be. I suppose if I thought about it, I thought it would help me to make more heart-centered decisions in business. I would, when you confront these dilemmas, do I lie to this guy or cheat that guy, kind of a situation. And trust me, it's all about that. I'm sure most of you know. I thought following my heart was going to help me with those, but it didn't. When I followed my heart told me, I have to get out of this business. I have to get out of it entirely. I've just got to give it away. I've got to sell my house in the city. I've got to get out of that. And it was around about exactly this time that Lisa and I were on holiday. We were in the mountains, hiking through the forests. And we, together at the same time had what I can only describe as a true mystical experience, a true breakthrough, heart touched by the oneness, touched by God, touched by the knowing that everything around us is one with us. I can't really, I mean, I could throw lovely words at you and tell you how wonderful it was, but they just fall so short. But truly in that moment, absolutely knowing as a fact that every tree on the furthest horizon is as much me as my own hand is, as my own heart is, as my own soul is. It's all me, and I'm one with all of it. And it was really, really a fundamentally life-changing experience. Suddenly I found my whole life rearranged. All the things that were important to me before then became irrelevant. Everything that I was chasing was just so much dust in the wind. Here was something that was really real in a world of shadows and illusions. And what was real, what I took away from that, what was absolutely real was the oneness that is within, the connection to the divine that was real. And that was projecting this experience outside. So we came back home. It was quite hard because on some level I attached the experience to that place. I thought the place was where the experience was, but of course it was within me. But we came home. We re-embedded ourselves back in the city life. But of course, everything was different. I would go to meetings and I would sit there listening to people rabbit on about margins and profits and talking about strategies. And I would think to myself, what am I doing here? I would drive through the traffic, fighting my way to and from, and the same old frustrations would arise in me at people cutting me off and behaving like idiots on the road, and I'd want to swear at them, and I'd go, no, that's God over there driving that taxi. That's God overtaking me here. God's in a hurry. I can't be swearing at God, sort of an idea. But what really changed was the spiritual and philosophical writings that I had dabbled in before this suddenly gained a new intensity and focus. Suddenly I was connected in a whole new way. And suddenly, instead of writing bits and pieces and sharing them on forums, suddenly I was writing a book. It kind of happened to me. I had no intention of writing a book, but I was engaged in an internal conversation. I was engaged in conversing with my own heart. And when you engage with your heart, you can be quite surprised how very clear and erudite your heart can be. And I was asking some of the deep questions. I mean, if all is one, then why is there evil? Why is there horrible stuff? If I'm creating my reality, why is my reality such a mess? These kinds of questions. And the answers that came back really flowed from a very basic position of it's true, all is one. And I said, yeah, but all right, what's this nonsense, all is one? It sounds very nice, but prove it. And so what flowed back was a conversation of backwards and forwards. And when I asked my heart, who are you that's speaking to me? The answer that came back, I am your higher self, or put more accurately, I think, your inner self, the part of you that is eternal and immortal, the part of you that's not confused by the current illusion that you're experiencing yourself to be in, that part of me. So I engaged that part of me in a conversation, wrote all the stuff that I was getting down, and very shortly it told me, what we're actually doing here is a book, and at some point you're going to publish it, which took me by surprise, but I kind of enjoyed that notion, except, of course, it meant I would actually have to go through the process of publishing, which I had no idea how hard that would be, how much work was involved. And so, but anyway, I won't bore you with that tale. The point is, the book got published, and it took off in a way that just blew me away. And I'll tell you why it blew me away. Is up until that point, I had experienced myself as being a stranger in a strange land. I was always the misfit, always the oddball, always had weird ideas, and everybody looked at me and said, but you're just crazy, man. And when I published the book, it found its way to people. They came and read it, and they said, but this is the most amazing thing. Your story is helping me. I'm understanding myself in a new way. I'm releasing my pain and all kinds of wonderful things that they told me. So that was fantastic. And then engaging in, because it was far more than just a a philosophical discussion with my inner self. I was engaging in a journey of discovery. And I couldn't just get the ideas. I had to first have the experience before I could get the ideas. So there were profound meditative experiences, profound journeys within that showed me things that I could then turn into language and write down. So once the book was published, I felt a yearning to share not just the words in the book with people, but actually the experiences. And so I started creating guided meditations, which I made available on my website. Then I started engaging with people one-on-one. I started taking them in meditation. And a little bit later, I'm going to give you just a little taste of what's entailed there. Taking them in meditation to go and see and discover and feel and know things. And I found myself, when I was there one-on-one, live with people, helping them with their pain, something magical happened. Not just was I taking them to see, but when they saw knots and blockages and difficulties as a result of maybe past life experiences, childhood experiences, I found myself connected with my own inner self, with my own spirit guide, and wisdom would arise for me as to how to guide them, because I would simply know what question to ask or how to lead them so that they found within themselves their own solutions to their own pain. And what I discovered we were doing is we were finding lost parts of self and bringing them home. Now, I don't want to talk too much about that because this is the soul reintegration process. And that's what we're going to be, the little video that we're going to be sharing, that's what that's about.
That's an amazing story. And your book that you published is called The Ascension Papers. And people can find out about the therapy on your website, zingdad.com. That's www.zingdad.com. And it sounds amazing. And how lovely that you had the experience of finding the oneness with your twin soul.
I tell you what, that was absolutely fundamental to the experience for me. The fact that Lisa and I had the experience together, because otherwise I don't know if I'd had this experience and she hadn't, we would have been torn apart by it, because I would have been pulled in one direction, she would have been pulled in another, or vice versa. So it was fundamental to me that we had the experience together, and it gave it such a depth of meaning. I was up there on this mountain looking at this site, looking with my heart. And I don't know how long I was there. It could have been an hour. It could have been 10 minutes. I have no idea. And at some point I thought, but where is Lisa? And I turned around, and behind me, about 3 meters away, she was on her knees and her shoulders were shaking. And as I walked up to her, she was sobbing, just repeating, yes, 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 over and over again. And I knew she had been there with me.
Wow.
Truly, truly magical and amazing, and yes, I am so blessed that we had that together.
That is just amazing. Well, I'm quite sure that many of us listening and in the chat room have had the experience as well as I have myself as well. But to share it with your twin soul must be just phenomenal.
Yes, no, absolutely. It absolutely. And what it allows also is, you know, one after the fact, you keep coming back to this. Such a course-changing, life-changing experience. You think back on it and you ponder, what does it mean? And to have someone right there that can reflect back at you and say, well, I witnessed it with you. I felt it with you. This was my experience of it. It deepened it immeasurably for me.
I bet. Wow, that's amazing. Well, people are putting the link to your Ascension Papers book in the chat room. And so it's http://zingdad. Sorry, I've got the wrong teeth in, as I said. Zingdad.com /books/ the Ascension Papers book 1. And so you can actually download them. And if you would like to have personal soul reintegration done with Zingdad, they can contact you on your website. Is that right, Zingdad?
Absolutely, yeah. If you go to my website, everything that I do really is available there. There's prominent links to everything. It should be fairly easy to surf around and find what I'm doing. Also, another thing that perhaps listeners might be interested in is I like to... make a practice of sharing the work that's in progress live on my website. So as I complete a chapter of a new book, I publish that. So people can find book two of the Ascension Papers. That's busy as I'm writing it, as it goes live. It's there. It's available. I have a book that I'm busy writing about the soul reintegration experience from my experience, from the perspective of the practitioner. What is it like, and what am I learning? And so on and so on. So people can read that. That's on my website, and there is a downloadable sample of book one of the Ascension Papers. And it's available also, you can purchase it in ebook or in softcover also from my website.
Wow, that is just amazing. Yes, people have put in the chat room that you are amazing, and you certainly
that's
are.
Very kind.
And I think they'll think even more so when they've heard your video or seen your video, as the people in the chat room can watch it. I've put the link in halfway up the page for the people in the chat room. If you'd like to click on the link, pull up your player and pause the sound. We haven't got Gary here helping out today. He's got a very slow internet connection. So put your hearts in when you've pulled up your player and muted the sound, and just paused it until I get over to the switchboard so that we can synchronize everyone playing the video together. And I've uploaded the soundtrack for the people on the radio, so they'll be able to hear it. So if you'd like to do that, and you've put the link in as well as your dad. Thank you. Okay, then, here come the hearts. And there's mine. And I'll get over to the switchboard and count you down so that we all play it together. And it's soul reintegration was in dad, as I said. And so I'll count you down now. So it's 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Press play.
What is soul reintegration? To explain this, I'm going to need to take just a small step back and come to the understanding that we are all eternal, immortal beings. We are reincarnating beings. We're beings who have traveled a long, long way before we've arrived at this point here. And along this journey, we have often hurt ourselves and hurt others quite badly. And very often, in fact, the normal response to this kind of hurt is a vow, a firmly held decision. I will never again do that. I will never behave like that. I will never put myself in that position again. It's not me, never again. And in that lies a judgment of ourselves, a judgment of the choice we've taken. But what we're actually doing is taking a portion of ourselves and saying, not me. Never again. And what we're doing is we're divorcing a part of our own souls. And on we travel, this part of self, divorced, held over there. A little bit later, something similar will happen again. We will again find ourselves in a position which we find uncomfortable. And we will again come to a firmly held decision. Not me, never again. No, not I. It's wrong, it's not me. And we do this over and over again. In due course, we end up looking a little bit like a porcupine, lots of stalks all over the place, with bits of ourselves all over there, all divorced, all not self, all not me. And this is problematic, hurtful, and, well, it steals our energy. Because not only are there actually parts of self over there, but it takes a profound amount of energy to be holding those parts of self out there. It's as if you've got arms and legs all held firmly, pushing parts of yourself away from yourself. So soul reintegration is really the reversal of that process. It's a service that I can offer in which I can help you to remind yourself, what is that part of self that I put over there? What was the decision that I took? What was the circumstance of that decision? Why did I take that decision? What happened back then, 20 lifetimes ago, however long ago it was, wherever it was? What happened? And with that revisiting comes consciousness, because you can look at it from the perspective of the part of you that's journeying somewhat, that has more compassion, more wisdom. And you can say, well, that decision might have been right for me then, but I can now see that there is a better decision that I can make with respect to this part of self, a more loving, more healing decision that I can take. And with this new decision, that part of self is reintegrated. You're saying, well, there you go. If you are me again. And I take it back into myself and I heal myself. Not only do I heal myself, but also the energy that I was exerting to hold it over there is no longer being exerted. I have some of that energy returned to myself. And as the energy returns to myself, so I find myself being energized. And something even better than that. This part of self that I had rejected wasn't just bad. There is no part of you that's just bad. In that, encapsulated in the part that I was rejecting, are jewels of the soul, talents, abilities, knowledge, insight, wisdom, compassion. There's all kinds of beautiful inside there that I've been rejecting and saying not self. So I get it back. And bit by bit, process by process, soul reintegration session by soul reintegration session, all of these parts start to come back to me. And as they come back to me, so I begin to discover who and what I really am. And then I discover, here is a whole basket of me. All of this, it's me. It's not bits and pieces, it's all me. And all the hurtful, the painful, the sad, the aggressive, the angry, the judgmental, the self-righteous, the all of that stuff. That's all me. And with that is also the beautiful, the powerful, the courageous, the strong, the honest, the just, the truthful, all the things that I would otherwise have said are good. It all comes back to me, and it's all me. And I find myself being healed on a very deep level. And as I am healed, so the things in my life are healed. Because you might not realize it, but if you have difficult relationships, if there is somebody, a family member, or somebody that you just can't get on with, the reason you can't get on with them is because they are pointing to, they're triggering something that you are holding out there. They're saying, hey, look, that's an energy thing that you're holding out there. And when they point it out to you, no, it's not me, I'm not doing it, it's not me, you can't point that out, it's you that's wrong. And so we do all of this, we do all the judging of others, but actually it's really only ourselves that we're struggling with. Another relationship that might improve is the relationship with your own body. We often think our bodies are mistaken, are broken, when they report illness and discomfort to us. But in fact, they're not. They're simply showing these decisions, these vows, these no, not me, these judgments to us. And the world is really like that. Everybody you meet, everything you do, everywhere you go, all you're seeing is mirrors showing you back at you. And if you are working very hard to keep all of these thoughts of self, all of it's not me out there, well, you're going to be seeing a whole lot of pain around you, reflected back at you. So as you heal that, so you heal your world. Unbelievable, but true. Because what you put out is what you get back. And more than that, you come to a place where you go, well, all of this is me. I'm okay. Because all of this I love, I accept. It's me. It's whole. It's healed. It's brought home to me. And when you do that, something magnificent happens. You stop fearing yourself. You stop judging yourself. You stop being wrong. You can look around you. And you can look into the eyes of others. And you can see self there again. Where before, you had been going, not me. Stay away. And at best, if you'd engaged with somebody, you'd say, how can I screw you to get what I need? Now you can do it a little bit differently. Now you can say, oh, wait a minute. There is another self, another portion, another spark of divine creativity behind those eyes. And the question I now ask is, how can I be of assistance to you? How can I help? What can I do for you? And the way life works, as I said, is what you put out is what you get back. And because you're no longer fearing this other person, because they haven't done anything that you haven't actually done, they're not that different from you. They're another portion of life. So you aren't fearing them, you're putting out love, compassion, trust, honesty, willingness to be of assistance, good things. Those good things are coming back to you. That's the way life works. So if this is a journey that sounds interesting to you, if this is something you think you need, well then it might be that you've come to the right place. How can I be of assistance to you?
Right now it's time to light our candles. We make a ceremony out of it because it should be very special, because the light links us with our Creator, reminds us that we're just a spark of the light, and reminds us to help other people to light their lights if they so wish. And because fire is a very powerful tool which, along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals, we do that. And I'm lighting my candle for world peace and spiritual unity. I've already lit the Nag Champa. Because that purifies the atmosphere, ready for us to invite in the light. And we're going to ask Patricia, Corey, to invite the light, please. Thank you.
Upon the angel warriors of light, the archangels Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and Ariel, the ascended masters, the overlighted ones, the Christed extraplanetary and extradimensional beings, the inner plane ascension teams, all the light workers of the universe, calling all angels, calling all light beings. We ask to be encircled in an impenetrable blanket of pure white light, holding as a barrier against any energies that are not of the highest order, and serving as an ascension field of light emanating directly from Source. Let us be filled with the food of all souls, that the light be anchored within our beings and into the earth, the Great Mother. Let any energies that are not of the highest intention be transmuted or carried away as is appropriate to their evolutionary pace. Let that brilliance permeate every space, filling the heart, streaming through our divine beings. And let us be grateful for all that is perfect in the universe.
Oh,
Thank you. Now we're going to ask Pure Wind Song to do the mantra. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her. Your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now.
And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy and listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Now, friends, what we're going to do is we're going to go on a short journey together. So please prepare yourself by sitting comfortably or lying down, whichever is best for you. And please try to have your legs straight and uncrossed. You can have your arms at your sides or resting comfortably on your lap. We're going to go on this journey together. You're going to leave your normal world behind, and you're going to come with me as together we go on an inner journey. To begin with, we're going to let your body go to sleep. To let your critical ego mind relax, and then you will be more aligned with your higher mind. With this higher mind, you'll be able to experience and discover something that awaits you. Let us begin. First, take a nice deep breath in, please. Deep right from your diaphragm, fill your lungs with life-giving air. Take in everything that you can. Allow your lungs to truly stretch. Feel your diaphragm stretching. When you do this, you're signaling your body to release and relax. So do. Breathe out, release, relax, let go. Breathe everything out. Breathe out your thoughts. Breathe out your concerns. Breathe out anything that's sitting with you. Let it all go. And when you're ready, take a second deep breath. Again, right the way in, filling your lungs with life-giving air. Take it all in, full, in, as much as you can. Right the way in, taking in life and love and joy and peace, taking it all the way in, having it suffuse your body, and then expel, let go, release, relax. And already you'll feel yourself beginning to really center. You'll feel yourself settling down now as your body follows the cues. And a third deep breath. This is the last one, I promise. A nice deep one in, please. From your diaphragm, taking in air, taking in life, taking in peace, light, joy, taking it into your body. And release, relax, let go. Feel your eyelids locking down tight, heavy, glued shut. Sleep now. I want you to become aware of a wave of relaxation that's touching the soles of your feet. Like a whole ocean of warm, dreamy, blissful, comfortable relaxation, it's there just below the soles of your feet. Maybe you feel a little tingle in the soles of your feet. Maybe you just feel comfortable relaxation. Whatever the case, let yourself go with it. Allow the wave of relaxation to flow upwards into the muscles of your feet. And as it does, so all the muscles from your toes up through your arches and into your heels all relax, become pliable and heavy. And as the muscles of your feet relax, so you can let your mind relax too. Your thoughts are lazy, drifting pleasantly, and relaxed. And you can allow that wave of relaxation to flow upwards into your ankles, and it continues to flow upwards through the muscles of your calves, and you feel those muscles turning very heavy and relaxed, and finally up into your knees too. You can feel your lower legs from your knees down feel very, very heavy. It feels as if they're wanting to sink away into the floor beneath you. And in just the same way, you can allow all your tensions to sink away into the floor beneath you. You're letting them go now. You're relaxing more and more with each easy breath you take, with each sound you hear, and you find your breathing getting slower and more relaxed. You're breathing just as you do when you're fast asleep at night. You can imagine that your breath is a cool, fresh, white mist flowing in and out when you breathe. Each time you breathe in, you're taking in peace, comfort, and relaxation. And it fills your being. And each time you breathe out, you're letting go of your tensions, breathing them out, releasing them, and going deeper and deeper into drowsy relaxation. Now the wave of relaxation moves upwards from your knees and it passes slowly and languidly through your thigh muscles. And as it does, so those muscles become loose and relaxed. As you feel those muscles letting go, so you too can just let go a little more and gently, calmly drift off into an easy state of comfortable relaxation. You're relaxing more and more with each easy breath you take, with each sound you hear. Each sound carries you deeper and deeper to sleep. Now the wave of relaxation flows gently up into your stomach muscles. Feel them relaxing and releasing. It flows around to your lower back, where you can feel any tension that you've stored there simply draining away, flowing out of you and away. And now this pleasant, easy relaxation has reached your solar plexus. This is the ego center, the place where nervous energy comes from. It's also the place from which you draw your deepest breaths. And now you can feel this powerful muscle relaxing. Each muscle fiber and nerve letting go of all the tension stored there and relaxing. And as the solar plexus relaxes, so your breathing gets even easier, deeper, and slower. And you just let go now and go all the way down, deeper and deeper into drowsy slumber. The wave of relaxation has reached now your chest. Feel all the muscles of your chest relaxing. And it flows into your heart muscle too. And you can feel your heartbeat is a little slower and a whole lot more relaxed. The relaxation flows around into your upper back. The muscles between your shoulder blades relax, and you feel your shoulders subtly sinking back with a deep relaxation of these muscles, and you just let it all go. The wave of relaxation passes up now over the tops of your shoulders and into the muscles of your neck. All the tension and stress that you normally store in your neck and shoulders is unblocked, unlocked, and released. Simply flows away from your being, leaving you feeling released and relaxed. Notice now that a blissful sense of comfort washes over you as you release the last of your tensions. Breathing them out with your breath, letting them go. And finally, the wave of relaxation moves up over the top of your scalp into your facial muscles. Relaxing your face, you can give yourself permission if you need to swallow, to move your jaw, anything else you need, with each movement going deeper and deeper to sleep. Your body is now completely relaxed from the soles of your feet to the top of your head, and you are completely relaxed. You are safe and comfortable. I'd like you to become aware of your heart chakra now. This is an energy portal right in the center of your chest, round about where your physical heart is. As you become aware of it, so you can become aware that it is opening. Like a flower with many concentric layers of petals, it opens and opens and opens some more, and the energy flows, the energy of love, connection, belonging. And from the center of your heart chakra shines a green light. Brilliant, radiant, emerald green. As you become aware of that, so you can move into that green light. Find yourself being drawn into the green light, and it shines through you, lighting you up. You are in the green light of love, of connection, of healing. As it shines through you, so it melts away anything that is blocked, anything that is stuck, anything that is hurt. And you can become aware now that the green light is coalescing all around you into the garden of your heart. The most amazing garden. You can look whatever way it looks like to you. You can feel, sense, know, or feel the presence of the garden. And as you find yourself in the garden of your heart, you can know right in the center of this garden there is a water source. This is the place where source energy enters the garden of your heart. And so you can begin to move yourself towards that water source. You can go at whatever speed you need. As vast as the garden is, you can get there pretty much instantly. And as you arrive at the water source, take a moment. Take a moment to sense the water, its amazing healing properties. Take a moment to really perceive how it appears to you. Do you feel it? Do you see it? Is it cooler here? Is it fresher here? Is there more energy here? And you can become aware too that waiting at the water source, always waiting here for you, is your spirit guide or spirit guides. Amazing, beautiful beings of light, wisdom, and compassion who wait for you right here. And what I'd like you to know, my dear friend, is that you can come here whenever you need. You can come here by taking a few deep breaths, by relaxing your body, by moving into your heart. You can find yourself here, here with your spirit guides, here close to source energy. And here is a beautiful place for you to do whatever work you might need to do. Here you can come to find your answers. Here you can come to be nourished, to be healed, to be loved. And so take a moment to be in communion with your spirit guides. Take a moment to be in communion with the life and light energy that shines from the water source. Know that you are one with all that is. Know that you are loved. Know that this moment right now, this is perfect, as it always was and as it always will be. It's all perfect. Feel the energy, feel it in your being. Know that this comes right from the center of your being, from source itself. And that, unfortunately, is where we're going to have to leave it for now. So I'm going to count you back from 5 to 1, which will return you to normal consciousness. But dear friend, you can come here anytime you need. So 5, become aware of the room that you're in, the ceiling above, the floor below. As you become aware of the room, so you can bring yourself back into the room. 4, be aware of the bench, the couch, the mattress, whatever is supporting you. Feel it pressing against your back and your body, and feel the familiar weight of this reality pressing down upon you. 3, return yourself, your energy, your presence back to your physical body, this perfect vehicle for your current incarnation, this beautiful and delightful animal that is your body. And 2, return your energy to the body. Wriggle your fingers and your toes to bring your energy back into your body. And 1, open your eyes. So, my dear friends, unfortunately, I couldn't take you deeper or further, but that was just an opportunity for you to see what lies within you. The power, the beauty, the energy that is in you, that you are eternally connected to. Thank you.
Spirit guides me.
With the Healing Room. Beautiful song requested by Zing Dad. And before that, The Mission. And thank you for that wonderful meditation, Zing Dad.
Oh, it's just my great pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much. The chat room really enjoyed it, and I'm sure all the listeners out there on the radio did. And absolutely great. So if you want to just tell us about your website once more.
Sure, thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
So the web address is www.zingdad.com. I'll spell it ZINGDAD.com. And for your American listeners, Z is Z. So ZINGDAD.com.
In England, it's Z.
Yeah. So, and really everything that I do, you'll find there. My book is there. The stuff I'm busy writing. I have a blog. I've got videos. And then, of course, also, if people want to find out more about soul reintegration, if they want to find out more about any of the healing and assistance that I offer, it's all there. And they can book from the website if they want to book some time with me. It's all on my website.
Brilliant. And the Ascension Papers as well. That's your latest
Absolutely.
Book, isn't it?
Yes, and, absolutely. You can also get it. Sorry to interrupt, Christy.
Right.
You can also get it at the usual Amazon.com or whoever. But I do try to have the price of these things cheaper on or as cheap as I can on my website. So, but yeah, it's available wherever.
Brilliant. Okay then. Well, we want to thank the angelic realm for being with us as well. And all the people in the chat room, thank you. Don't go away yet because we've got a beautiful song by Snatam Kaur coming up, I Am the Light. But I'd like to just mention that next week's guest is Paul W. Sutherland. So if you feel that the law of attraction is not working for you, I think Paul might be able to shed some light on that. Okay, so we'll play Snatam Kaur, I Am the Light. And if you'd like to take the opportunity to close your chakras, you can do that now. If you're new to meditating, close your chakras by pretending you have doors. Start at the top and work down. Thank you. Cham Kaur with I'm the Light. Thank you once again to Zing Dad for the fabulous show we had today. And don't forget, next week, the Law of Attraction with Paul W. Sutherland. Hope to see you then. We've certainly missed Gary today. He hasn't been able to get online because of his poor internet connection. But you've got to be like an octopus on this switchboard without two people here. But anyway, we had a wonderful show. Thank you to everybody who co-created the energies, all the people in the chat room and the people on the radio as well. Thank you so much for joining us. So see you next week. And we're going to play out with a lovely song that Zing Dad especially requested. It's by Safri, and it's called Played Alive. So here we go. You can dance on your bottoms to this one. Bye and God bless everybody. We love you. Bye, Zing.
Bye-bye, everyone. Bye-bye, John Christie. Bye-bye, everyone. Thank you.
This is uplifting. Are you still there, Zing Dad?
Yes, I am. I had my microphone off.
Great. Yeah, I love that one. It's brilliant.
That was so much fun. I had such a whale of a time. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Oh, thank you for being there. And you were very popular in the chat room. And
I noticed. It was very sweet.
And we had Magenta Pixie who came in the chat room especially to see you.
That's very sweet of her. My goodness.
Yeah, she's lovely. Anyway, yeah, it's a really good show. Thank you so much.
And, thank you. And I look forward to whenever we meet again, and we will.
Yeah, as soon as you get your next book out, come back on and we'll plug it.
Fantastic. I'll do that.
Yeah.
I will definitely take you up on that. Thank you.
How long will it be, do you think, about?
Oh, unfortunately, these things happen to me rather than the other way around. So I'm not sure. It kind of depends on how fast I can awaken to whatever I need to get there. But I'm hoping quite soon.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. Okay. Well, just jot us a note in here when you're ready, or if you want to come back on before that, it doesn't matter, because you know it was such a good video and such a lot of information that people were taking in there, that it wouldn't really hurt to play it again. Do you know what I mean?
Well, if I have something new to share and I'm busy working on something quite exciting, then I'll drop you a line and you can see if you think it's appropriate.
Yeah, great. Well, it will be anything healing or anything to do with spiritual matters. Anything goes on here.
It's certainly that. It's certainly that. And it's quite exciting, but I can't say more than that right now. So I will let you know.
Really good. And I particularly enjoyed that last song. I write house tracks for younger people to let them know that spirit lives on.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Apart from, they're not on YouTube, though. I'm just doing an album of house tracks, and I'm hoping to get them all out on one album. Okay. I have got one on YouTube called Let Your Light Shine, and that's a house version of another song I wrote before. And so there's just the one. And
okay.
But I do want
most of the music that I made was more trancey, more of an urgent beat than pure delighted. So when I did music, that's also what I did.
Mm. Yeah, I love it. It's you're supposed to be from the blue ray, aren't you? Indigo, when you like house music and exciting music like that. It's one of the symptoms of being from being an indigo, so I believe.
I didn't know that, but that does make sense.
Mm. Yeah. So, anyway.
Wow. Thank you so much. I had such a whale of a time. I really appreciate the opportunity and I look forward to chatting again soon.
Yeah, me too. Okay, thank you very much once again. It was brilliant. I'm sure Gary will be listening at some point and he'll be sorry that he missed it.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks a lot then. See you again.
Take care of yourself.
Okay,
bye-bye.
You too. Bye.